Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Flexible Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Check the mic podcast with Sam Monson, our guest right now. Steve, if Justin Fields' people came to you. You are Omar Khan in this situation. You are much shorter and you are bald. And you are heading the Pittsburgh Steelers front office. And Fields' agent said, 2 years, $50 million. My client will sign that deal now. Would you do it?
No, not yet. No.
Let's go. He's on my side. Woo!
No, I can't do it. Look, I mean, it's a fun story around the league that players like Fields, you know, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, all the second chance, third chance type of quarterbacks, and maybe there is this cheaper spot of getting guys for 20, 25 a year, say 25 a year instead of 50 a year. We're 3 games into
that's
this,
exactly
though, guys.
That's exactly what I said, Steve. Points. You don't need to guys
8
me.
8 points a game they're giving up. So, that's tough to
say
do.
Say
right
guys
now.
To Mueller and Donnie for that, who already want to just get it in, big John Hancock on there and go with Fields for 2 more years.
I'm shocked. I am shocked that that is how this has played out, that it's not in reverse.
Wait, in reverse how? Like that I would be the one who's not on the
I'm
side?
I'm the level-headed guy here. I'm looking analogically and not emotionally.
I expected Pony to be like 25, give him 40, you know, maybe over 5 years.
No, Pony's got a newfound tight-fistedness. He didn't want Rowdy Tellez to get a $200,000 plate appearance bonus yesterday. He's really watching the budget, Steve, even though it doesn't have his name on the check.
By the way, is that a Fun and Gun Florida Steve Spurrier shirt you're wearing on our YouTube channel? Oh, let's go.
It is 1990. To 2001, Fun and Gun. I was a big mid-90s Florida fan.
And I was a big mid-90s Nebraska fan, so what happened to Florida in that national title game was a very pleasant situation.
And I was at the 1999 Orange Bowl. I don't know if I ever told you guys that story. January 2nd, 1999, for my birthday. Syracuse, Florida.
Man, you want to talk about a historical mismatch.
What a great day in Miami. The Bills played the Dolphins in a wild card game that day, and then at night, there was the Florida versus Syracuse. Yep. Anyways.
Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
And then eventually Syracuse transitioned to its final form, which was Butler PA's own Troy Nunes running the freeze
option.
And
now Kyle McCord. Steve's got to start crunching Kyle McCord tape for next year's draft.
Oh,
I ain't
stop.
Kidding.
Don't lead us into a Syracuse referendum.
Steve's going to back me up on that. He's got NFL future written all over him. Quick processor.
He's sneaking into day three. Day three right now. I love watching games at the Carrier Dome.
Where Kenny probably should have been. Anyway, that was a little sucker punch I threw him, Steve. Just a tiny sucker punch. So I saw a chart that I liked about Fields. It made me feel good about like what he's been doing so far, Steve. I know the numbers aren't eye-popping, but receiver separation is something we talk about all the time. It wasn't a PFF chart. It was just I forget who I would like to credit for this, but basically, Fields, even though he's completing 73% of his passes, is doing it in like the hardest conditions imaginable. His receivers are never getting separation, like almost always covered by the definition of open or not. And he is throwing the lowest percentage of passes to open receivers, which isn't a surprise. Should I feel that good about the fact that he's still completing almost 3/4 of his passes under those conditions? And is that the kind of thing that maybe foretells or foreshadows even greater improvement from him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's encouraging. I would start by all the receiver separation stuff. I would just take with a little grain of salt. I still think all, no matter who the source is, little, you know, infancy stage as far as really trying to track that properly. But I would be encouraged by Fields and the way he's played. I mean, I just watching, I just posted the stat about his PFF grade on first reads. I just think they've done a nice job.
Steve?
It's an 81. So in previous years, he was PFF passing grade between 55 and 63, I believe it was. And he's at 81 so far this year. And that's what sticks out to me, is that his first reads, they're giving him these triangle type reads, high low reads, and he's hitting his back foot. He's canceling reads and getting the ball to players. He might be a tick late sometimes, which might be part of the reason why his receivers are covered, but I've been real impressed with his accuracy, his comfort level, hitting his back foot and throwing the ball on time more than ever. So yeah, I think no matter what, there should be at least there are at least encouraging signs from Fields this year.
Just to be very clear, the person who did this chart apparently is a PFF guy, JR Fortgang, throw the damn ball on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apparently that's
Okay. Judah, yeah.
Okay.
Those are PFF numbers. All I'm saying is there are probably adjustments that are needed sometimes, and time to throw adjustments. And I don't know exactly how much of that is already in there.
Here's an open-ended question then quickly on him. Like, is there anything that you feel right now that's a metric that's out there for a guy like Fields? Like, was there anything that about Geno Smith, for example, who I think is a good example? He's making $25 million. I think he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, despite not always getting mentioned as such. Was there anything that foretold that Geno Smith actually had this in him, that he could become this much more accurate player, this pretty dynamic passer? Are there stats, are there things other than the eye test that we can realistically go by where we could guess, hey, maybe Justin Fields is going to continue to do this, this, and this?
I don't think with Geno there was. I really don't. I mean, I think it's very difficult to use data to predict quarterback breakouts. Right, I think once you have a big enough sample, you could say, hey, Mahomes is probably going to be great, and Josh Allen will probably be great for the most part. But I think it's tough to take small samples. I mean, with Fields, I still go back to college, right? I mean, he was accurate in college. He was accurate down the field. It was a whole different system. He wasn't under pressure a whole lot. He had great receivers. But I always felt like he had that in him. And I think with Arthur Smith, at least this past week, especially against the Chargers, they get the ball out of his hands quicker than ever. I mean, this was one of the quickest, most decisive games, probably the most decisive game I've ever seen from Fields. So I don't know how you get to that point other than good coaching and putting pass concepts in place that will kind of pull that out of him. And I feel like that's what we're seeing with Fields and the Steelers.
Steve Palazzolo, check out his new home, the 33rd team, and his podcast, Check the Mic with Sam Monson. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.